CBC Radio Australia.
Well, there is a leadership crisis, law USP, where him is unfortunate. So one of him happened now is that previous Vice Chancellor Rajesh Chandra, time him finishing Wakablehem University through the USP Council, Ogata employ him now, Paul Aluwalia, as Vice Chancellor, and I think him come to USP from England. And not long after out appointing him put him out one fellow report where him allegedly saw a lot of maladministration and to a certain extent perhaps possibility of corrupt activities where him take place during tenure belong Rajesh Chandra. So after that report him come out and over to present him to council, the university council him ask him for an independent investigation. And so I want to bring him in now, one fellow company, a consultancy company from New Zealand, what call him BDO, and I think what based in Auckland, for doing investigation. Yeah. That fellow company, him submitting report below him law August 2019, last year. And that fellow report, him allegedly revealing widespread mismanagement and misconduct by over the USP administration under VC Rajesh Chandra. And him also naming some fella very prominent people of USP, including Pro Vice Chancellor Winston Thompson, where him now chair him USP Executive Committee at the moment.
So what him now happened law report here?
That will report him never, I may not look him copy blah him. I'm sure all the governments of the region got him copy blah report, yeah. And all the USP administration got him copy blah this fellow BDO report, yeah. But one of him happened now is that PV, Pro Vice Chancellor Thompson, and group blah him, since that will report him come out, or even before that will report him come out, what have been tried for get rid now, law Vice Chancellor Paul Aluwalia. And so, as you may save, on Monday, Executive Committee of the University have meet and also suspending Vice Chancellor. Now, response from Okata students and faculty or staff of the University, as you may look him, law media coverage, what support him now, Vice Chancellor Paul. And so because of that, there were demonstrations the USP Monday this week. So him now one of him been go on since Monday, I think.
Okay, you may sabe all them him big institution blo region, yeah? And as far as Solomon Islands is concerned, him now got him second largest population of the students lo there, yeah. Long Pacific, besides Fiji itself. So, what now? Where now? Solomon Islands. Let me stand low. This fella issue where him go ahead this time? Yeah, or crisis, leadership crisis.
Solomon Islands government. Interestingly, him not come out and make him any statement since this fella thing him start. In fact, permanent secretary and minister of the Ministry of Education, what now sit down as part of this fella executive committee where meet lo Monday and decide for suspending Vice Chancellor. We hope that Solomon Islands government might come out and make a statement today, if not in the next day or so. But there's been vocal expressions by other Pacific Island leaders, particularly President Blue Nauru, where he come out very strongly against him now suspension and call him for council, must USP council must meet quickly. He may also look him Deputy Prime Minister Blosar Moa had come out strongly yesterday as well. And so, Pacific Island leaders will come out. Solomon Islands had not come out and make a statement. So by him interesting for looking what now or tell him if and when or to make a statement.
So where now you look him this one, him put him all them credibility below him, yeah? Administration belong USP and as well as future below him.
Yeah, it's sad because as you mentioned in the beginning, USP, Hemi University, where Hemi serve him 12 Pacific Island countries who honors of the university. So hemi no institution lo Fiji selevaya. Unfortunately, plante lo the people were go ahead or implicated lo this fellow build BDO report here. Ogata from Fiji. And so hemi raising a number of things. One now is education belong Pacific Island young people and some fellow not so young ones too where go school. And second now is that hemi regime issues the regionalism. USP, as you may sabe, hemi established in 1968 by odd colonial powers and inherited by odd independent Pacific Island countries. And hem place where planted lo mifala odd Pacific Islanders, my generation and people before us and people after us, go school. And then also place where staka lo mifala first time for meeting other Pacific Islanders from other countries and building bond and relationship where him important region blew me. And so him unfortunate time, something also him happened in the university.